This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
A big issue that we've been following in the dairy industry has to do with the use of common cheese names. When the Europeans frown on us Americans producing and selling Parmesan and other cheeses, Lee Melke checks in now on this Monday with more on the battle over common cheese names and his guest Jerry Dreyer of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. Lee?
Jerry, a rose by any other name is still a rose, so they say, but there are a couple of name issues ongoing in the dairy industry right now. National Milk and the U.S. Dairy Export Council warned last week that Mexico may enact new restrictions on the use of common cheese names such as Parmesan and Feta, surrendering to demands being made by the European Union. How serious is this?
Well, it's relatively serious, Lee. This geographic indicator kind of thing, you know, and using those names. The Europeans are trying to block us from making and marketing Parmesan cheese and other cheeses that have their roots back in Europe. This is a huge issue, and we've successfully negated the threat in some other trade negotiations we've done. This may have to go to the World Trade Organization to, you know, finally get resolved, and it will be a while before it's implemented. I think a bigger issue at the moment that's facing us square in the face in terms of this EU-Mexico trade agreement is the fact that the Europeans have gained the right to ship 50,000 metric tons of non-fat dry milk into Mexico in direct competition with us. That's equal to about 20% of what we ship in there. In other words, we could see a 20% whack in our ability to send powder in there. And right now, our powder shipments to Mexico represent about one-third of our production.
How can they do that? Because of proximity, can they be competitive?
The Europeans will sell non-fat dry milk powder at whatever price it takes to get it off their books. I mean, they're sitting there with near 1 billion pounds of surplus powder in a warehouse right now.
And so what do we do next?
What do we do next? Try and solidify our relationships with our Mexican customers in a major way and hope that the White House doesn't offend them yet again over some other crazy issue.
Jerry Dreyer, editor and analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. Dairy farmers in California have until this Saturday, May 5th, to vote on whether they want to join a federal milk marketing order. Patrick Cavanaugh has the latest from the Golden State.
We asked Karen Ross, the Secretary of California Department of Food and Agriculture, their position on this whole event.
The position of CDFA, this needs to be about the producers being able to make a decision for their future. We understand the challenges facing the industry. Right now, the entire U.S. sector and globally, dairy, the supply and demand situation is completely out of balance. And so the current set of economic challenges are not unique to California. I read an article just last week that in the state of Wisconsin, they've lost over 500 dairies this year. All of the states are suffering what we've started to see in the last decade here, and that is consolidation.
Despite all this, Ross is optimistic.
There will continue to be a strong dairy sector in this state. It will look different because achieving efficiencies oftentimes leads to consolidation. We have outstanding dairy families who are professionals. They're committed to it for the long term. They're investing in the dairy digesters and the ability to create alternative revenue streams from generating renewable energy, the inputs for compost, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, everybody wants to be able to sell into markets with their product. And the more the sector invests in research and development, new products for U.S. consumers, as well as the ingredients that the world is looking for.
And in China, they love California dairy products.
China right now, the reputation, the food safety of our products, the protein ingredients, which are critical to the fast-growing population around the world, and the infant formula and the safety of that, they still want California dairy. It's hugely important. Mexico rapidly has grown to be the number one market for dairy. So we need to pay attention and we need to support the industry in a huge period of transition. And the thing about dairy, and all of the continents are producing more milk, so we have competitors in the EU. We have competitors out of Oceania. So we have to be mindful of that and make sure that our trade negotiators understand that.
That's Karen Ross, Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.